Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is the Astro Mind 2012, and we want to welcome everybody back on our another great show on Astro Mind. Ladies and gentlemen, tonight we're going to have a caller by the name of Robert. He'll be calling in to do some psychic readings, and I need to apologize. I was having some malfunction on my phone or something. I don't know what was going on. But we have Robert on here, and Robert's going to be doing some psychic readings. He's on a random, and basically he's into astrology, different kinds of humans that we do. We're going to be having him on the show, and right now we don't have any callers right now, but let's go ahead and bring on Robert and have Robert explain to us with what kind of readings he does, and hopefully he can give us some answers tonight and see what's going on out there in the psychic world. Let's go ahead and bring Robert on from the 617 area. Robert, you're on the air.
Yep, I'm here.
Robert, can you hear us?
Yep, I can hear you.
Okay, hold on. Let me just turn that background on. There we go. Okay. Looks like we were having some problems there with my phone. Robert, can you share with us with what you do?
I am a professional psychic on Aranum, as you explained. My main fortes are astrology, numerology, tarot, meditation, magic, and cognitive intuition.
Okay. And do you have a message for us tonight? I mean, as far as what, for all these people out there that have been going through, say relationship problems, or they're having problems with their health, or they just can't seem to get things right, you know, as far as what's going on in their life. Is there any messages in the cards that you have for our callers out there? Give them some clarity.
Well, I just drew the full card reversed from my Universal Weight Tarot deck. So if I had like a general message to give literally everybody out there is now's not the time to make any confident moves. Watch out for making careless mistakes, because what you may end up doing right now could end up like, you know, costing you dearly, like, you know, long term though. Like, and this could be like relationships, work, whatever, you know, you just listed off, and the Fool just always encompasses all of that. So of course the thing about the Fool energy, it's always about like, you know, what energy it's applied to. So it's just, you know, opportunities to just like make bad decisions all around. So just really be careful. Though the reason why this is actually a very important energy is because we're still currently in a Saturn retrograde in Scorpio. Rather, like, we kind of like recessed back into it from earlier this year. We're supposed to be in a Saturn Sagittarius direct, but that's not due to come back until September of this year, but hopefully. But for those of you who are planning on making, like, you know, big actions, like big moves, big things like marriages or anything like that, now's not the time for that. Let that sit in the background for a little while longer. Think about it more, plan it out more, make sure you're more emotionally ready for it, because when it finally does pick back up and the energy does go back on course, it's going to come at you guys at full force. So be ready for it.
Okay. And how does this retrograde affect relationships, Robert?
Well, retrograde, the way how it affects relationships as with any major retrograde, particularly Venus. But here with retrograde, it's like where it's more of a Saturn one. So people who are waiting to get more of the career financial stuff taken care of, let's say they're trying to nab that promotion, or they're trying to find work again, or they're trying to physically relocate, or anything that involves them taking their life to a higher tier on a worldly level, everything that kind of rides on that is actually backed up right now. So even though, let's say we've got, hold on, let me bring up my astrology program. So let's say even though right now we've got Venus in Virgo, which is actually, not too bad of an energy. Venus in Virgo actually would give us more of a conservative and more of a practical relationship rather than, say, Yeah, I'm still here. Can you hear me?
Yeah, you're cutting out there for a minute. Go ahead.
Oh, I'm sorry. But as I was saying, it's when it comes to romantic energy, especially when it comes to astrology, you want to focus on not just the Saturn retrogrades or Saturn in general. You want to look at Venus and the Moon as well. And right now, where we do have Venus in Virgo, as well as working with this particular Saturn retrograde here, I think that both relationships and work and everything that intertwines between that, it's basically an energy that is meant to take more of a receptive, more of a conservative, more of a practical approach rather than anything built on raw emotion or instinct or impulse, because now's the time that if any of that is going to be done, it's going to be well meditated. It needs to be emotionally secure and emotionally confident, and especially it's going to make sure that full control is of the situation. Otherwise, I said, any false step made during this time can have I don't want to say disaster, but it can have some pretty difficult, long-term effects. So, yeah, now's not the time to get married. Now's not the time to really expect to get that boss to call you back or get that interviewer to call you back or anything like that. And just don't ride too much on anything right now. Any type of retrograde energy is more of a rest time. It's more of a take it easy time. It's more of a go back and, clean up some of the blank spots or go back and let some of the things that have already happened to you resolve a little bit in your, day-to-day meds, thoughts and whatnot.
Right. Robert, I have a friend that just called in. His name is Jared Losser. And
yeah.
Jared, I don't know if it, Jared, are you there?
Yeah.
Oh, Jared. Okay. Jared, you're on live on the air with me and Robert. And Robert is a renowned psychic, and he's an astrologer. Would you like to ask a question for Robert, Jared, about your love life? Or
ask about relationship?
Say what?
About a
say what?
Relationship.
Oh, relationship? Okay. What's your sign?
Pisces?
All right. So are you in a relationship or are you looking for one?
I'm looking for one.
All right, no problem. I'll take a look at that. So, it seems as though, wow, okay, this is interesting. You have been looking pretty thoroughly before in the past, and so far you actually seem to have, you seem to be in a pretty good spot to actually achieve that. And there are people are coming, people are going, but it's like I do see something a little more stagnant, probably like towards the end of the summer. If people haven't been, like, you know, responding to, like, your signals and what already. So it's like, yeah. I mean, you're definitely in a good place to look for relationships. It's just, you know, be a little patient, and earliest time seeing something is probably, like, late to the end of, like, summer, probably.
Yeah. That's cool.
All right.
Jared, did you want to talk about a job or anything like that? We have very little callers tonight. I don't know if you want to ask a little bit more. We still got some time.
Yeah, is that Robert from Washington?
No, hey, Robert is... Robert is a caller from Arano.
Yeah,
he's our new psychic reader for tonight.
Oh, that's cool, yeah.
So was there anything in particular? Oh, I want to ask about a job?
Yeah.
Okay, are you employed, or are you looking for something better, or?
I'm not unemployed right now.
Okay, so what do you do for work?
I'm looking.
Oh, you're looking, okay.
Jared has a disability like us, and he's currently unemployed.
Okay, totally understandable.
Yeah, we're both disabled. We have me and Jared. We've known each other for years, and me and Jared, we used to take karate together, didn't we, Jared?
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. Jared's a black belt. Yeah.
Yeah. Why am I not surprised? So is Chuck Norris, who's also a Pisces. Let's take a look at that. Okay, so looking at jobs, I have seen a lot of downtime for you in that as well. Typical, like I said, like the retrogrades put a lot of people out of work and putting them a lot of downtime. So I'm not surprised to see that there, especially for you. And I do like seeing that because you got both the Five of Wands reversed and the Hermit card upright. I like seeing that Hermit card upright, especially during the past, because that's really provided for you a lot of opportunity to really look at your life, look at, you know, like what you've done and what it is that you kind of want to do. And it's basically giving you some space to really, you know, think in ways that you kind of haven't before. So that's pretty good. I like that. I don't know whether or not you've actually taken advantage of that, but still, that's a pretty good, you know, pretty good window to have in your life. Looking at what's going on in the present regarding that is, I do see you applying for work, but I don't really see anything sticking for the time being. Again, I do see some interviews, I do see applications, but I don't really see anything like just like changing dramatically overnight. However, I am seeing the Tower and I am seeing Justice. And so it seems like that when you least expect it, I don't know how soon or how far this is going to be. Probably either late this year or probably like the beginning of next year. Again, just roughly like, you know, speculating here, judging by the lack of upright minor retainer cards. So that usually indicates it's probably going to be far off. But looking at the Tower and the Justice, both upright reverse, there's going to be like a bit of a sudden change in your life that may or may not be so pleasant up front. Like maybe it's you'll realize that oh, there was something you could have done that you didn't, or it's like, holy crap, it's like I didn't know what you didn't know that there was like something that is going on that you weren't paying attention to. But either way, it's gonna make it like a wake up call for you, and it's gonna be like, oh yeah, this is what needs to be done. And then I do see justice coming around after that. Like I said, like the tower's gonna throw you for a surprise, but then justice is gonna come around and pick you right up after that, and finally provide you with something interesting. And the final card I'm seeing with the job thing is the Queen of Cups reversed. You may not be 100% happy with the job that you get, but it's going to be something for the time being. Like, it probably won't even be, like, long-term that, like, you get it, but it will be something for the time being. So that's kind of good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know that, Adrian?
Yeah, that's pretty good.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, like, just don't be too thrown off by the time that surprise comes and smacks you in the face. Because, like, at first it won't seem very pleasant, but it's like, oh, I see what's going on now. Like, yeah, it's going to be confusing at first, but it's going to make sense later. Any other callers or...
No. Yeah, it looks like we don't have a whole lot of callers tonight. I don't know if you want to wait for a little bit, see if we can get a caller on, or if you want to, I guess you could do a spread on me and see what you see, since we still have a little bit of time.
All right.
What
so
do you see as far as a relationship for me?
All right. What's your sign?
Gemini.
Gemini, okay. Are you in a relationship or are you looking?
I am looking, but I have someone particular in mind that I'm thinking.
Okay, good. That's good information to know. Yeah. Yeah, something that you'll notice, like, about me is that, like, I don't just say, oh, hey, I just draw cards to you and, like, you know, get it right off the bat. I like psychics that do kind of, like, you know, ask for some information to run on. So, like, they know how to, like, add a little bit of, like, you know, like, what's known, a little bit of, like, what's, you know, like, unknown as well. So it works both hand in hand. I really do like that.
Right.
And in my opinion, psychics that could actually, like, do ask for a little bit of information are actually more accurate, are actually more, legit, in my opinion.
I mean, whatever you see, you know, whatever comes up is fine with me.
Yeah,
whatever, you know, a forecast of what you see, general.
Let's see. Let's put it this way. Like, I'm up until now, I'm just giving, like, you know, 7 card spreads here. 2 past cards, 3 present cards, 2 future cards. And, excuse me, a bit yawny tonight. The only two upright cards I'm really seeing right now is the 9 of Pentacles as the first pass card, and the 2 of Pentacles as the, like, you know, like, distant future card. So, like, on those extremes, I'm seeing positive pentacles. I've seen, like, potential before at first, but even between all of that, it's just been miss, no hit. And it's, like, right. And, like, so nothing for you, like, relationship-wise is really sticking. I'm seeing the Queen of Wands reversed. I'm seeing the Queen of Swords reversed. I'm even seeing, like, you know, like your card, Gemini, like, you know, like the Lover's card, I'm seeing that in reverse. So nothing is really, like, you know,
solid.
But it seems like long-term future, though, however, is when things are probably going to pick up. So it's like, if you've been doing something, like, this year, it's probably going to pay off, like, around the same time next year. You know what I mean? When you finally get a grasp of it. Yeah, so basically it's like just straightforward, at the beginning it seems promising, Right now it's just complete other dog crap, but it's like I do see it picking right up again, like in the distant future, like probably right around the same time next year.
Okay.
Because I am seeing, so I'm looking at year, yeah. But yeah, but it's going to require the patience up front on your part, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. See, interesting. No. Oh, and when you do meet this particular person, I do think that she is going to be a water sign, and she's going to be a little bit older than you.
Okay.
Yeah, but again, it took quite a while for her card to come up, so it's going to be like a bit distant. Yeah, bit distant, but hang in there. Just don't expect anything solid.
Well, the connection is there. Then the interest.
You're on the path to it, and like the energy is there. It's for you. It's a matter of good things come to those who wait. You know, like not to sound cheesy and whatnot, but in this case, it's kind of true. And I think the reason why it's necessary for that right now is because it's like if you are like focused a little like on relationships right now, it may distract you from like some of the more important stuff that you got to do too. And that's a lesson I learned myself. You know, I really want a relationship myself, but it's like, and I always have to like,
I've been thinking, my guys have been leaning me towards more of my success.
Yeah.
So all that could be like a distraction based on the work that I need to do or still get done for,
right.
You know, for source energy. And I recognize that sometimes that can be, you know, that gets in the way of our spiritual healing.
Right.
But I want somebody that has chemistry with me, that has that same kind of drive, you know, that energy drive, where they, you know, they want to do the light work too. And
basically.
I don't want just anybody just hangs out at the bar. Does that make sense?
Because, like, if you just go for, like, any random person and you settle, it's like you'll just end up with someone who compromises your mission.
Right, and I don't want my name all over the bathroom walls. I want,
yeah.
I mean, that's happened to me before. And
right.
That, I mean, in the past, that's pretty much what Lady Peacock told me. She said, don't have them put your name all over the bathroom walls. And she used way, and it's funny she picked that up because that happened to me, and I was with some friends, and I was actually talking behind their back, and come to find out, my name was on the bathroom walls, and the owner, he washed it off the bathroom walls.
Mm.
And so, to me, that was an indication saying, no, be careful, this guy
mm-hmm.
is no good. You see what I mean? And I've been
mm-hmm.
in those kind of drastic situations where, like the guy I told you about, the Enigma, you know, people like
yeah.
that's people you got to be aware of. You know, bipolar,
definitely.
Schizophrenic, whatever, you don't know who you're going to run into. We talked about that earlier. But the main thing is that I want someone who's going to be pure to me, someone who's not going to cheat, somebody that's on a spiritual mission. And somebody that's going to stand right beside me and say, hey, yes, I'm going to heal that person. That's the
right.
kind of person
yeah.
that needs to want, you know.
Exactly. And that's so. Why it probably makes sense why it's going to be like a little bit of time for, by the time that happens. Because, I mean, let's be realistic. It's like, yes, it's growing, but there's still a lot of people who are still like asleep in their shells. Like, they're still like, not ready like to come out and like really like, you know, be their best self yet.
Right.
And that's unfortunate.
And that's where a lot of people fail to realize, because what I have realized about relationships, it's a two-way street.
Right.
And one person can be all the way in Europe, one person can all be here in Salt Lake City, like Jared.
Oh, boy.
And so, I mean, well, I don't mean like Jared, but you know what I mean. I was just using Jared
mm-hmm.
as an example. Say I was in Europe, Jared was here. And
mm-hmm.
say Jared wanted to meet this girl in Europe, but yet there's no communication. And Jared might even
mm-hmm.
be all about communication, see. But with Gemini, we're all about communication, but with Jared, he's more
yep.
like wishy-washy. You see what I mean?
Yeah, he's a Pisces. That's one of the reasons
yeah,
why Pisces and Gemini can only square. Yeah.
Yeah. That could be rolled in the liver. That could be rolled in the heart. But the matter of it is does Jared really know the kind of sign that he wants to be with, and how is it going to work out if that person's not going to communicate?
Really?
And they're all the way in here. You know what I mean?
Why? What does he find himself wanting to be with? I'm curious. Jared, you there?
Are you there?
Yeah. Sure.
Oh.
what kind of sign do you want to be with?
What's that?
What do you say?
He was saying, what kind of girl do you want to be with, Jared? What kind of relationship?
A friendship.
No. What I meant was like what he said he wanted a particular sign he wanted to be with.
Oh, he said, I think he said he wanted to be with an earth sign.
A friendship.
Right. What's your birthday, Jared? I'm going to look up your chart for you, actually, if you don't mind.
What's that?
I like. What's your birthday? I want to look up your chart.
Birthday is 3/7/78, March 7th, 1978.
March 7th, 1978.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you so much. March 7th, 1978. See, you're a Aquarius. Mercury, Pisces. Venus and Pisces as well, nice. Mars and Cancer. Well, you've got a lot of, like, when it comes to your, like, personal planets like Mercury, Venus, and Mars, I'm seeing Pisces, and Cancer. So it's like you definitely got a lot of, like, water energy going there for you. And it's good that you want to have a relationship that's very friendly oriented. Because with that moon Aquarius of yours, having a lot of, like, open and, like, you know, just casual friendship energy there would be very satisfying for you in that aspect. Of course, because Aquarian energy is very, it's community-oriented. It's like people coming together. It's, like, groups and, like, you know, like, people and all that stuff and, you know, just hug me, like, let's all come together and hold hands and sing Kumbaya crap. that's just rationalization, really. But, yeah, it's like looking at some earth energy. Yeah, that would be pretty good for you. It's like I do like seeing water people who do want, especially with an air moon, good to see people who want to have, like, earth energy in that aspect. Because that can definitely help, like, you know, contain and ground you a little bit better. And so that's pretty good. You understand, like, what you need for a compliment.
I
think that's great.
Yeah, definitely. Well, we got less than a minute, so we know what to do tonight.
Okay. Well, Robert, we'll have to cut it short tonight, I guess. There's not a whole lot of callers. I apologize. But I just want to welcome everybody on the show, and anybody who would like to go to Robert's page on Aranum, feel free to go to his profile, and he can let you know how you can reach him and get yourself some credits and just go see Robert. He's amazing. And we'd like to thank Robert for spending his time and energy to come on. And Jared.
And my psychic name there is RCD Shane, RCDESCHENE. Again, that's RCDESCHENE. Look me up on Aronim, you'll find me. I'm the kid with the electro ball.
He's amazing, everybody. And we want to thank everybody for their time and energy, and everybody have a good night. And Jared, thank you for calling in. And we'll see you guys later. Goodbye.
Bye-bye.